Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is Ghost in the Shell. Scarlett Johansson is no ordinary girl. She's been scientifically enhanced to be the perfect crime-fighting machine, but not everything is as it appears. There's more to her story, and she may have more enemies to fight when she learns the truth.
You never talk about your past.
I don't remember much.
There was an attack.
You were dying.
We saved you, and now you save others.
Everything they told you was a lie. They did not save your life. They stole it.
Okay, by now we know that sometimes science may not be all that it's cracked up to be. The Terminator was needed to take out the machines, HAL ended up being a bit complicated, and Flubber caused all sorts of trouble. But somehow, Scarlett Johansson always seems to find a way to make things work, whether it's when she's the Black Widow, Lucy, or now the Major. In this movie, it's full of action, intrigue, technicolor, slow-mo moves, and some really serious skills, which of course are completely underappreciated by the bad guys, until they get to see them up close and personal, that is. Never underestimate a smart, powerful woman with a plan. So if you're up for some action and some righteous indignation, then this may be for you. And now, onto a completely different kind of movie, it's The Boss Baby. There's a highly secret, completely covert, but very important group called The Company. The Company is run by babies who are sent on missions to solve baby problems. This time, Alec Baldwin gets sent out to find out why babies aren't loved as much as they used to be.
We babies are having a crisis. Babies aren't getting as much love as we used to.
Who are you?
I'm on a mission. There's not enough love to go around. My job is to find out why. If I don't succeed with this mission, I will live here forever with you.
Okay, I will help you. But just to get rid of you.
Deal.
Now, what could there be that's any cuter than an adorable, sweet, innocent baby? Well, nothing, of course, if you totally ignore tiny yellow chicks, fluffy bunnies, and Bambi. But putting those aside, of course, babies are super cute, which would have worked perfectly for this movie. If this was a silent movie, that is, I could have stared at this movie all day watching the amazing animation and cuteness. But the sound, the blasted sound, made this movie a complete boring snooze fest, literally. All the adults around me were nodding off, and the kids, they were in some kind of hypnotized trance. Sure, nothing stopped them from eating their candy and popcorn, but they did it in a stunned silence. So if you're looking for a great power nap, this movie is for you. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, The Boss Baby is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.